question is asked in halakha of a Jew that was in need of a kidney because of kidney failure, and if he would not get the kidney, God forbid, it could be sakanat nefashot, where he could die, chas v'shalom. So the question was by one of the family members, is he obligated to donate a kidney in order to keep this member of his family alive? The question really is that he might be putting himself in sakana by going through the operation to donate the kidney and then to live with only one kidney. And the rule really is that you're not obligated to put yourself in even safek sakana, even in a question where the danger is in doubt, in order to save somebody that is in vadai sakana, that somebody is in definite sakana. So therefore, the she'ela really is, what do we consider a person giving a kidney? Is it considered safek sakana? And therefore he would not be allowed to do it. The Radbad would call that case your hasid shoteh, because you're being reckless with your life. You're making like yourself like you're a hasid, but it's foolish hasidut. So actually it's interesting, you'd have to really ask the doctors, the expert doctors, and try to get their opinion to see if it's indeed safek sakana. The Tzitzidi Ha'ezer, Rabbi the Ha'ezer Waldenberg, in his Sefer writes that he spoke to doctors and they said that it's considered at best safek sakana to go through this operation and then to live with one kidney, and therefore he says not obligated, and you shouldn't give the kidney because you're risking your own life. However, Hakam Avadia, in his latest Sefer Yabia Omen Chelek Tet, says that he spoke to doctors and he went through the case with Yiddish Amayim people, and they said that 95% of the times the operation is successful and the person can live with one kidney, it's okay, and you're dealing with saving somebody's life, and therefore Chamuradiyah rules based on his understanding from the doctors that it's a mitzvah and one is obligated, and if he doesn't, he's transgressing the Yisur of Lo Ta'amod Al Dam Re'echa. You're not allowed to stand and see, God forbid, somebody else die and somebody else's blood being spilled, and you have something, you're able to take care of it, you have to do something. He writes that since the percentages are so high in favor of success, therefore the halakha, it would be incumbent upon a member who has the ability, the health to do it, in order to save somebody else's life, to make that donation. Of course, since this is a question that's involving pikuach nefesh, we only say it on the halakha yomi just to bring up the subject, but of course this question has to be asked to a posek and not to rely on our halakha yomi for such critical questions. We say it just to arouse that it is a question and there's two sides, and it's definitely inyan to analyze.